Amen. He's worthy. Revelation chapter 5, John the Revelator heard voices of many angels, the elders and the beasts around about the throne. He said the number was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands and thousands. And they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb which was slain to receive power, honor, glory, riches, and wisdom." He's worthy. They're saying that in heaven. I think we can say it here at Fletcher First Baptist Church. He's worthy tonight. Bless His holy name. What a privilege it is to have a Christian preach to us tonight. I'm going to ask you to come on up, brother. Is this your third time? Third time preaching. So pray for him. And I know he'll do his best. I've been preaching for some odd years, and I still get butterflies. But at least mine are flying in one direction. I can only imagine. So praying for you, my brother. Preach to us.
On? Hello? All right. I'd like to thank everyone that came tonight. It means a lot to me that all you can see me. Now, before I get into the verses, I'd first like to talk more about the world around us. So, the devil has been getting into America more and more as we've gone on. There's something that not just hurts people that aren't saved, but people that even are. People like us that are just, it doesn't matter how, we can get close with God, but Satan can still get through those little crevices just to get to us. Something I'd like to talk about is how there's tons and tons of people that have addictions, set forth problems. Here's just one. Drug addictions. I want to talk about this. In 2013, I think it was a total of 19.8 million drug abuse cases that we know of. That was in 2013. It's 2018 now. You can only imagine how that number could rise. And I'd like to show how this was in ages 12 to up. So 12 to however long people can live for, was 14.5 million. If you think about that, 14.5 million people 12 and up. And it was 19.8 million for everyone. Well, if you guys can think this through your head, you gotta think, that means under 12, 5.4 million. Million people with drug abuse problems. That's just one. That's just one thing. This isn't all the drugs either. This is just one drug that I was able to search up through. And then it's just crazy because how now since gone 2018 it's just gotten worse and worse. I mean, I go into my school, every bathroom, there's someone doing something in there. And it's awful. That Satan's into us more and more and more as we go on. There's the next one, which is, let's say, alcohol. People that abuse alcohol. We have 33% of 15-year-olds say that they have drunk alcohol before. That's just drunk it. Nothing like abusing and a lot. But from ages 12 to 20, there was 5.1 million that have drinking problems. That's just 12 to 20. That's all underage. All of it. Just 12 to 20. Now, as I was actually in 2050, stuff can still rise more and more. This is another big problem. This is something that it really has a strong way to. Another really big problem, pornography. With the rates that I've seen, children under 10 now account for 22% of underage viewing of pornography. That means more than 1 out of 5 people that are underage on pornography are under 10. That's awful. Absolutely awful. And this is something that it affected me too. I remember 9 years old. That was the first time I was ever exposed to pornography. It was rough. It was really rough for a lot of years for me. You can only imagine, at nine years old, you should not even be even close to even thinking about that stuff. That's how awful the world is getting. I've had problems with it. It's only caused more problems for 5 years straight, I think, is how long it lasted. And the thing is, it's hard because being 9 years old of age, how do you expect a 9-year-old to go up to, let's say, their parents? How do you say, talk to mom, dad, say, mom, dad, I have an addiction? It's hard. Or even the pastor for a reason. It's hard. It really is. You know how great, don't tell me, our amazing pastor that we have. It's just hard. It's just hard. It really gets in there. But all these problems, it's something that tear apart the person, tears apart families, marriage. I can't remember what the percent was, but we have a really high percent of divorce rates now. It's awful. And this, the devil just starts tempting and tempting and tempting just to get in your head. Due to the fact that now, this was in 2018, already 4,965 people have taken their lives just this year. Just this year. The year's not over either. That much in general. And then, it's even something that whenever he gets into your head, I've been at stages where I feel like, what's the point of living on just to shame more people, just to feel that way? It's awful. It just hurts so much. But there was this one thing. Then, age 13, I felt, as people would say, a strange connection to the light. I felt my heart beat away, different than it's ever beat before. Something that I was curious about. So I kept getting closer and closer. Next thing you know, I'm going to church more, not just because mom and dad said, get out of bed, we're going. I'm going because I want to. I want to learn more. And the next thing you know, I'm in the choir singing. It's just not just because my mom's like, hey, let's go up. No. It's because I want to glorify Him more. Amen? Then came the day. Oh, boy. Came the day. I can tell you exactly where it was. C.T. Townsend, he was supposed to preach that day, too. But funny, instead of preaching, it was all singing. And I, by the way, I hated singing before. Music wasn't me. Well, it's not me. But yet there was that one song that caught me off guard, just caught me. And it took me straight to that altar. I said, dear Lord Jesus, please, God, forgive me for my sins, God. Please take me, Lord. Take me. Cleanse me, Lord. It's crazy because no matter how you will feel in your life, you'll feel a love from God that you'll never feel from anyone else. It's a love that can take you any person, someone who has maybe the most pride, and put them on their knees in that second. Here, let's read this. John 3:16. Everyone knows John 3:16. Or a good amount of people know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. His only begotten Son. Now, that word begotten, it can translate into the word only, let's say. That is His only Son. His only Son, who got sent down to earth from heaven. Now, whenever I get to heaven, I'm not going to want to leave. I'll tell you that right now. But He didn't just come down here just to talk more about God. Of course, He did. He didn't have all the times that He did, but there is one thing that He came down here for. He came down to die. To die? What? Why would you come down from heaven just to die on earth? He wore the flesh me and you wear today. And yet, he lived a perfect life. And also, he got humiliated. He got beaten. He got shamed upon for being who he was. For doing what he was doing. Now, you gotta think. And no. Jesus was not killed. No one will ever say he was killed. No. He died for us. He died for us. He was never killed. It could just take him for all I know. He could snap his fingers, everything ceased to exist. No, he let himself die on that cross. Now look more into crucifixion back in the day. That's something that's the most humiliating, the most brutal thing they had, being hung upon a tree. But you know what? Every time a nail got put into his hands or his legs, he said, I forgive you. That's how strong his love is for us. None of us can have anything close to that. Not. And I would say, like, the whole, if we all came together and loved, it would be like this close. No, my arms won't stretch that long. It's not comparable at all for his love. And this brings me to this verse. If y'all turn to Matthew 18, verse 12 to 14. And it says, how think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Now, I brought the Marshall's bag for representation. Everyone's probably going to be like, what's in the bag? It's nothing too big. But, actually, I have a representation short one. So, growing up, I loved Pokemon cards. Oh, man. Everyone was. I was like one of the coolest kids at school. I had all of them. But so, let's say, these are like my favorite cards right here, let's see. And these, I couldn't go without. Let's say this one, it's beaten up, it's cut, it's marked all over. Let's just say that one gets lost. I could care less, I got all these, I'd walk off, have a great day. This is the thing about God, though. God doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be the one lost the most of this world. He will find you. And how rejoicing that would be. Oh my. He'll pick you up and call you almost like he's your favorite. Because he thinks of everyone as his favorite. It makes you feel like you are his favorite. But yet he loves everyone like that. That's a love so strong, so magnificent. Like I said before, not even comparable. No way. Now, would everyone please turn to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, please. Right. And it says, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And here comes my presentation. I have a piece of paper here. Scarlet red. It says sin on it. Put it on both sides. This is what God will do. He'll take this, He'll take this. Just keep on going. Now, whenever he unravels what God can do, white as snow. Amen. He will take you, no matter what you have on you. Gone. Poof. You'll be with him. As white as snow. And all we can do as a saved Christian is the love that we get from God. We won't just take it for ourselves, but we'll also go out and use that love He puts in us to love thy neighbor, to even love thy enemy, to love thy parents, to love everyone. This is where I have Matthew, if you guys will turn to Matthew 22, verse 37. And it says, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Like I said, this is God telling us that the love that He will put into us, we will love, of course, we will love Him the highest, of course. But we also don't need just put all the love to Him. We put it into each other too. Us as the church. Put it into that. Put it into the friend that you know is unsaved. Put it into the person that probably hates you. But you know what? I could care less if you hate me or not. I'm still going to love that person. Because there's a big difference from heaven and hell. If we could see what hell was, as if we were able to go there, here, we would see how awful it is. We wouldn't want that for anyone. Anyone. No. He tells us how bad it is, but some people just, they don't want to accept it. They just want to accept that. Because to the fact to go to heaven, they have to almost like, as they would say, adapt their manly ways to that. And they don't want that. They don't want to cut off what they can and cannot do. But it says in the Bible how as long as we live by God and how He wants us to, we'll have a fruitful life. It'll be joyful. But they feel the manly flesh. They feel the flesh to them. They won't let go. Oh, they'll cling to it. Since God gave us free will, we cannot believe. Whenever we think of God, just throw it out the window. He gave us that will. But He also put us all here for a reason. He put us here for a reason to not just be here and reproduce and make more. No, no. He brought us to be disciples. He brought us to be the light in the darkness. He brought us to no matter who it is that doesn't believe. Because like I said before, God can bring someone to their knees that's the most pride on this whole planet like that. Very quickly. Without question. But God's love is just something, if you know someone does not feel it, and you do, spread love. Spread it. It's not as hard as it seems to be, everyone would think it would be. Yes, I know there's plenty of people who feel shy. Feel like, God, are you sure this is a good idea? I'm not sure if I should do this. No. God will actually just take you. You'll lose all the fright you have if you just listen to God. Because His love is so filling. It feels like five bear hugs at once. You can't even notice it. And I'm not joking. 5 air hugs at once. I can feel it. I would just like to say that it doesn't matter who you are, what time of your life you're in, how you feel. God will always be there for you if no one else is. God will always call you His child. God will always hug you like no one other can. Because He is one true only God. And with that, God has been saying this on my heart for a little bit. Could everyone please close their eyes and bow their heads, please? Thank you. Now, if you know without a shadow of doubt that you are going through hard, troubling times right now, and you feel God knocking at the door, but you keep shutting Him out, all you have to do, no one's looking, all you have to do is just look and realize God will have His door open wide, ready to give you that hug. Now, if you feel like tonight that maybe you would like to change how you are with God, maybe you'd like to change your relationship, maybe you'd like to ask God for forgiveness for the things that you have done, if you would please just tug on a family member or something, maybe a friend, just come on up, because God is here, arms open wide, waiting for you. For all the ones that know that they are feeling it, you pray in your seat right now for everyone that is not able to be able to. For all the ones that aren't here at church today, so that they may feel it in their heart that they need to come to church to be able to learn more about God, so that they may be safe. Just please put that person on your mind and pray in your seat. For God, His love is something like none other can ever feel. For His love is something that only if we could give it, would it be great. All right, all may lift their heads now. That was all I had for y'all this afternoon. Thank you for listening. Just like to say that no matter where you are, God will always love you.
So thankful for our young men surrendered to preach the gospel, make a stand, no matter where they are in school, whatever. Everyone stand. Invitation time. He gave a wonderful invitation. Brother Randy, have a song to sing of invitation. I always like to give people the opportunity to come to the altar. He did also. But maybe God is dealing with you right now, and maybe you said in your heart, oh, if we just extend it a little bit, I'll go, well, it is extended just a little bit. Time for you to come. Be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Randy, what are we singing? Altar's open. Thank you, brother. The love of God. There's nothing like it. You can't tell about it because if you haven't received it, but the Holy Ghost can do that. The love of God that was shed abroad can place in your heart. It's so wonderful. We try to tell about it. It's past explanation. You have to experience it. And only Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, can make that love applicable to you if you'll just receive it.
Page 357. 357.
I am so glad that our Father in hell tells of His love in the book He has here. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me.
Service tonight. Thank God that we have these young people sing. Wasn't that good? All the young people singing. The choir was great. Just makes you want to just praise the Lord and rejoice and not even go home. I'm a night person. Usually anyway, it wouldn't bother me if it's at 2 or 3 in the morning. You know, a lot of you would fall out by the wayside. We don't want anybody falling out of the roof. But we appreciate God. He is so good to us tonight. We thank you for that wonderful message and what a wonderful family. A lot of people came to hear him preach. We all came to hear him preach, didn't we? Came to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All my heart's clear. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Chris, you'll come up here and pray with us and for us. I know you're proud of that young man, and Mom, we all are. All these young preachers, I just kind of feel like I'm their father also, well, grandfather at least.
Let's pray. God, we thank you for another day, Lord, for bringing us to your house, God. We thank you for these children, Lord, that were using their talents earlier, God, and for blessing them. They're so talented, Lord. It's a blessing to see them use it, Lord, to glorify you, Lord. We thank you for Christian, Lord, and the calling you've put on him, God. Yes. We just ask that you would bless wherever path he goes on, Lord, that you will set his footsteps, Lord. We thank you for Christian. I thank you for Hannah. Thank you for Dana, Lord. You blessed me with such a good family, Lord, undeserving to me, God. We just pray for the lost, God, that you would burden their hearts, God. If there's something we can do, Lord, be a light, we just ask that you shine through us, God. We ask you let us go out into the week, Lord. Stay with us till we return. And we just thank you for all you do. Just